This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Say, green, green girls, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello, everybody. A huge welcome once again to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. If you've been tuning in over recent weeks, you maybe don't understand why this is a special evening for me. Basically, thanks to technology, I've been able to broadcast programmes to you whilst appearing in pantomime in Whitley Bay near Newcastle. For many people who broadcast all the time on this station, they won't be that bothered. But for me, this is my first show live back in our fantastic Brentwood studio here with you lovely leg-end listeners. First show of 2024. It's all very exciting. What the heck can we expect tonight? What the heck is going on? It's a Tuesday. It's just gone 6 o'clock. You're here via 98.0 FM or phoenixfm.com, possibly by smart speaker. However you've done it, I'm very grateful that you have. Thank you so much for sharing part of your Tuesday evening with me as ever. Now, I am going back to a format that's quite ridiculous that I enjoy. Yes, we've had many special alphabet shows over the last few weeks. We had a special Boxing Day show dedicated to my fellow cast members of Cinderella at the Whitley Bay Playhouse. And now we're going back to celebrating ridiculous holidays, looking at celebrity birthdays, making sure there's an intense debate for you to be able to vote on and get involved running throughout the show. And a few extra surprises tonight, and obviously all the tracks will be linked to the themes of the show, which are the ridiculous holidays I'll be sharing with you very shortly. And excitingly, after he's taken a sabbatical for the last few weeks, Scott Fish will be back on this programme tonight. I'm looking forward to it. He'll be live on the phone, and we'll find out what the heck he's been up to at the back end of 2023, moving in to 2024. I still haven't got used to saying 2024, have you? No, it's crazy. How is it 2024? Don't be ridiculous. I kind of don't like it, and I also like it. 2023 has gone by very, very quickly. I know what you're saying, the regular passing of time has happened, don't be ridiculous. Yes, but it just feels it, doesn't it? Now, I'll share one ridiculous holiday with you so we can get our first track of the evening playing, and then I'll share some others with you later on throughout the show as we progress. But did you know the 16th of January, all across the world, is International Hot and Spicy Food Day? Yeah, so if you're getting your curries, your chilies and many other hot and spicy foods that are available, today is the day to be particularly pleased with yourself that you've done just that. And to that end, to get us going musically tonight, the Spice Girls are going to spice up our life. That is a lot of spice. Hope it's not too hot for you. Probably didn't need to do the taking off in the ship bit that happens at the start of this track. We'll probably have just left that on quiet until it kicks in. That's better, Spice Girls. Off you go.
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons back live with the show that goes like this tonight. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday evening so far and hope it's even more fabulous because you're here on these very airwaves. Don't forget, 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. And if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it will. And as ever, if you want the webcam feed into the studio, that is available via Mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix 98FM and you can join in the chat at the box on the side if you have a Mixcloud account. Wonderful stuff. So, yeah, there are ridiculous holidays occurring today. I'm not going to tell you too much about the rest of them at the moment. I am going to tell you about tonight's intense debate, because as ever, politics always heavily in the news, and I'm going to get it going right at the start of the show because voting will close in about 90 minutes time. So always simply asking to get an intense debate raging on the show that goes like this airwaves tonight is: who will win the next general election? While I've been away over Christmas, it's sort of been unofficially confirmed that there will be a general election this year. We don't know an exact date. People thought May. It now seems like November. But who will win the next general election? Could there be an incredible turnaround in fortunes? Labour well ahead in the polls at the moment. Could the Conservatives still pull something out the bag? Or could another party seem like a viable alternative and come to the fore? So, on the intense debate tonight, if you're on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, we're simply asking who will win the next general election, the Conservatives, Labour, or another party? You can only vote on that if you're on Twitter or X, and search for at Ben Sim Radio there. And then at the top of that profile will be that poll to cast your vote on. So please go for it and get involved. I'd be very grateful if you do. Who will win the next general election? Conservatives, Labour, or another party? Let's have another track that helps us all celebrate International Hot and Spicy Food Day. Here is Arrow.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Phoenix FM.
Arrow and hot, hot, hot. Yes, we're celebrating International Hot and Spicy Food Day, but when it's freezing cold outside, does a tune like that make you just feel the tiniest bit warmer? Did it make you tap your feet, move around a little bit? Did it make you get up and dance? In which case, it definitely made you a bit warmer. That's the aim, anyway. So, yes, it's International Hot and Spicy Food Day. Let me share with you some of the other ridiculous holidays of today. It is also National Nothing Day. Why does that have to exist? National Nothing Day. Regular listeners will know I love to embrace the more ridiculous holidays. So who could forget? Of course, on the 16th of January, it's also Printing Ink Day. And then this isn't quite as ridiculous as it sounds, but it's also Cuckoo Dancing Week. I know what you're thinking, Ben. That's one of the most insane holidays you've ever talked about. Cuckoo Dancing Week. Well, actually, that is linked to Laurel and Hardy. Laurel and Hardy fans will know well why it's Cuckoo Dancing Week, but we will be discussing that later on, and possibly, for the first time ever on the show that goes like this, playing a track on the show by Laurel and Hardy. That could be exciting. It's not the last ridiculous holiday, because, of course, we like to celebrate days, weeks, and, of course, we celebrate months as well, and this is one of those classic ones where you go, why? Why does that exist? All throughout January 2024, it is National Stalking Awareness Month. What? Now, I'm not belittling stalking. Anyone that's a victim of a stalker that gets quite serious and, you know, involves police interventions, it must be incredibly stressful. But all times we should be aware of the potential of stalkers ruining someone's life, shouldn't we, and doing whatever we can to stop it as a society. National Stalking Awareness Month is just January every year. Like I said, I don't want to belittle it. I'm not trying to find comedic value in it. I'm just thinking that the fact that that holiday exists as a monthly holiday, as something that occurs every year in a certain month, is absolutely ridiculous. There we go. Right. So, very shortly, even after the next track, maybe, we can do some celebrity birthdays for today. And don't forget, in around about 12 minutes' time, we'll be talking to Scott Fish. I'm excited to find out what Scott's been up to over the last few weeks. I'll be honest, I haven't spoken to him since the last time he was on this programme, a good couple of months ago. What the heck is going on in the wonderful, wacky, occasionally ludicrous world of Mr. Scott Fish? You'll find out soon. Whether you can really describe Scott as this next track, I'm not sure, but here's Donna Summer with Hot Stuff.
We'll be right back.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
So, yes, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's the 16th of January, 2024. I still haven't got used to saying it. It's International Hot and Spicy Food Day. It's National Nothing Day. It's Printing Ink Day. It's Cuckoo Dancing Week. And it's National Stalking Awareness Month. But right now, as promised, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Who's celebrating today then? Well, Traitors host and Strictly host Claudia Winkleman is 52 today. Former Spurs, now Bayern Munich footballer Eric Dier is 30 today. Actor James Nesbitt hasn't had the research done for me to find out his age. That's a glaring error on the researcher's part. They'll be sacked. I'll find out for you. Rapper Pitbull is 43 today. Actress Regina King is 53 today. Wrestling chairman and occasional appearance maker Shane McMahon is 54 today. And had they still been alive, Martin Luther King Jr. would have been 95 today, and Ivan Novello would have been 131 today. Researchers have luckily pulled it out of the bag at the last minute. James Nesbitt is 59 today. Could have been very nasty for someone's career there, but we got through it. It's fine. Oof, blimey. Yes, okay, there we go. Claudia Winkleman's birthday today. I've got obsessed with the Traitors over the last week or so. I will admit, sometimes when everybody kind of jumps on a bandwagon with something that becomes popular, I don't straight away. It took me a long time to get into Game of Thrones. I think it was on season 5 or something before I watched it. Equally, Breaking Bad, the whole thing had finished for, I think it's 4 seasons of Breaking Bad, weren't there? And I didn't watch any of them until after it had already finished. It was some incredible television episodes there. So, yes, I didn't get into The Traitors instantly, but I have now gone back and started watching season 1 because I enjoyed season 2 so much. Such an interesting concept, I have to say. Fabulous stuff. And apparently it all began as a sort of sociology experiment to see if amongst a group of people, if some people have information and the rest of the group don't, how well the people with the information can manipulate the rest of the group. And if you watch The Traitors, it does seem like incredibly well. Although I don't know what happens at the end of season 1 of it. I don't know who wins even. So that's going to be interesting for me to find out in due course. But it's an amazing concept. I know it's based on the game Werewolf or Mafia, isn't it, that people have been playing for years. But to make it a successful, dramatic TV show like that is quite impressive. Oh, I was amazed by the sort of, let's say, fragile emotional state of some of the competitors in season 1. Revelations have come to light in episode 4 that I've watched recently. Many people can't cope with it. There's swearing, there's crying. And I'm like, guys, it is a game. Surely you knew you were signing up to a game and people have to pretend during that game. I don't know why people are getting so emotional in there. Still, maybe when you're faced with those decisions and those revelations and having to live your life that way in that intense an environment for a short space of time, maybe your emotions come to the fore more easily. Right, well, I think it's fair to say we're not very far away from speaking to Scott Fish, which is very exciting, as ever. But before that, we need another track. Now, we have done to death International Hot and Spicy Food Day, starting with the Spice Girls, then hot, hot, hot and hot stuff. So let's move on to a new topic, shall we? The next topic of today, the 16th of January, is that it is, of course, National Nothing Day. No, it doesn't need a fanfare in that context. Was that the same researcher that pressed that button? Researchers shouldn't be controlling the sound equipment. Yes, we're celebrating National Nothing Day musically for the next few tracks at the very least. I'm hoping Scott Fish isn't doing nothing. I'm hoping he's waiting excitedly by his phone for the next track to be completed. And then we can speak to him and find out what the heck has been going on in his life over the last couple of months. But now then, National Nothing Day. I know one person listening to this programme who will be excited by the next track beyond belief. It's rare to be able to say that as a radio host. You know someone is going to be excited. That person is my dad. Why is that? It's National Nothing Day. Here is Brendan Lee with Sweet Nothings.
Uh-huh, honey. All right. My baby whispers in my ear. Sweet nothing. He knows the things I like to hear. Sweet nothing. Things he wouldn't tell nobody else. Secret, baby, I keep them to myself. Sweet nothing. We walk along hand in hand. Sweet nothing. Yeah, we both understand. Sweet nothing. Sitting in class or trying to read my book. My baby, give me that special look. Sweet nothing. That's enough for tonight. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothings.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Brendan Lee and Sweet Nothing. So as we approach the minute I said I was hoping to speak to him, I'm still hoping to speak to Scott Fish. We'll all find out together what has been going on in the world of Scott Fish. I'm excited. I know several of you will be. And of course, Scott has his own jingle.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go?
Cares. On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, I'm thrilled to say he's on the phone line. Hello once again to the brilliant Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm very good, Scott. How are you?
It's delicious to hear your voice. I feel like we haven't caught up at all. Happy Christmas and a Merry New Year.
Indeed. All those things right back at you, Scott. Yes, we haven't spoken since the last time. I think I wasn't expecting you to be in the studio, and you were in the studio at some point in November last year. That's the last time.
It was just lovely to see you, and to be quite honest, it's taken me a little while to recover from being in your presence.
Yeah, it did with me as well, for possibly different reasons. But then, of course, you got put on sabbatical over Christmas, and now, of course, you're roving again. But before you tell us about your roving, how was it on sabbatical? What did you get up to over the festive period?
You said I'm roving again. I thought it was... I think I've misunderstood something, Ben, because...
What?
When you brought me back from sabbatical, I thought you... you were talking about a rolling contract. So instead of the roving contract that I've been working for you for so long,
yeah,
we were now on a rolling contract.
So no. What you've misunderstood, I think, is just basically the type of contract you were working under. I mean, you were on a sort of trial period before, and then we decided to move it to a rolling contract, which just means we keep employing you unless we see a reason to stop employing you, and then there's a notice period, obviously, that's detailed in the one of the clauses of your contract. So you are on a rolling contract, but you've always been a roving reporter, because many people know...
I've been out as a rolling reporter, trying to find out as much as I can about rolling things.
I don't really understand what a rolling reporter would do.
Well, let me tell you, if you want to know about rolling pins, you can do no better than ask me, because I've looked into them quite some detail. There are different materials.
Yeah.
You can have metal ones, you can have wood ones. You can have glass rolling pins, which sounds counterintuitive, Ben, but it does exist. Rock and roll. Have you heard of rock and roll, Ben?
I have. I don't want to sort of stop you in your prime, if that's...
Well, don't stop me, because I couldn't stop rock and roll, and...
No, I was just going to say... The segment on rolling pins, I don't know how worthwhile it is talking about. Not many of our listeners are going to be interested in different types of rolling pins, but they might in rock and roll, so go for it.
It's funny, because obviously you had me roving before, and I often found it quite difficult to get to places.
Yeah.
But now with this new brief, as I understood it, I've been getting... to grips with roller skates, and let me tell you, Ben, that roller skates would have been great when I was out roving, because I could have got to places at least 20% quicker.
Yeah, so you've got quite proficient on the old rolling skates, have you?
I barely fall over now, and the leg is healing quite nicely. Are you familiar, can I ask, Ben, with the fine film products is probably the wrong word, from the German director Roland Emmerich?
I mean, nothing, I think, didn't he do Independence Day?
Goodness me, and so much more. He's known for those kind of disaster-style big movies.
Yeah.
He's quite an impressive director. Also, did you know that there is an American rapper, and I admit is a bit tenuous, but I've been working, called Ja Rule.
Ja Rule, yeah, I've heard
of Rule. I think is how he pronounces it, so it sounds
right.
More
Scott,
like. Do you know his name, Ben, is actually Jeffrey Bruce Atkins Senior, which is very, very little to do with Ja Rule.
No, absolutely. Can I just say, Scott, and thank you for the rolling reporting that you've done.
There's a wonderful actress called Rula Lenska, Ben.
There was.
She was married to Dennis Waterman for 11 years, but Dennis Waterman's dead now. So.
Is he?
Yeah, he died last year.
Right. Okay.
So, I don't know if they kept in touch.
Just for the moment, Scott.
They
just
divorced quite a long time ago.
Scott, though, stop speaking. Don't say anything new about rolling. Just let me pass comment, and then we'll take the conversation on. Okay. I appreciate all the work that's gone in and discovering things about Roland Emmerich and Ja Rule and Rula Lenz. Do you remember?
I think it's spelled R-O-L-L-E-D, but it's not at all. That's not how you spell Dahl.
Yeah, did you hear what I just said? Don't say anything new.
No, of course.
Yeah. So what I was going to say was, that's all great, but, you know, we haven't allowed in this show to talk about certainly Rolling Pins, maybe rock and roll. Definitely not Ja Rule and Roland Emmerich. But, you know, if he had conducted an interview with Ja Rule or Roland Emmerich, I'd be interested to hear what they said to you or anything
if
like
that. I couldn't get around on roller skates. I could have used a Rolls Royce, but unfortunately Phoenix FM budget didn't quite stretch to a...
No,
Rolls Royce.
Well, you haven't put receipts in yet for any roller skates.
No, it doesn't even really stretch to the roller skates. But have you ever been to a casino, Ben?
Yeah, I have.
You play
a
game at a casino called Roulette.
Yes, well, I've played roulette in Las Vegas.
It's sort of about rolling, but because the wheel rolls.
I think if you know your casinos, it'd be better to talk about the game where you roll dice, because you actually are rolling there, whereas roulette is not pronounced
well,
the same.
Well, I like to think of it as throwing the dice, so that would have been outside my brief, really. Also, all that rolling reporting really did make me quite hungry, so I went to Greg's and bought a cheese roll.
Well, that would be a lovely...
I would have liked to get a festive bake, but they don't do that in January.
No, it's a shame. Obviously, we're going to have to bring this to a close soon, Scott. It's been an interesting segment, although nothing like what I was imagining. All I would ask, because we like to keep up with the times and stuff, and, you know, Rolling Pins aren't in the news.
You like to roll with the times.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, Rolling Pins aren't in the news. Cheese rolls
very,
aren't.
Very rarely.
Roland Emmerich and Ja Rule and Ruler Lenska aren't in the news. Roulette, not in the news. But I'd just be interested to get your take on something that has been dominating the news recently, Scott. I'm sorry to sort of throw this at you, but it's always interesting for people to hear a different opinion. Obviously, the TV drama came out, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, and it's brought it all to the fore once again. And all this.
You said you're going to throw this at me, but of course, what you have failed to realise is that this scandal, which I think you're talking about, the Post Office scandal,
absolutely,
that's
yeah,
recently broken, was about the Horizon accounting software rollout.
Yes, you found that
rollout,
out. Well done.
You see, so
yes, well done. Yeah,
that rollout of software quite in a lot of detail.
So, being the rolling, roving reporter that you are, I mean, what
rolling
have you?
Rolling reporter, not the contract doesn't say roving. I'm almost certain.
Yeah, we'll look at that together in the week.
Oh, that'd be nice. Could we get some sort of cocktail?
I say together. It'll probably be over Zoom with lawyers present. What have you found out that's new about the Post Office scandal? Because we've all heard about the Horizon rollout owned by Fujitsu. Yeah. People have been able to alter postmasters' accounts without them knowing, and that's what's caused this whole problem. They're going to be compensated. What have you found out that's new that we may not have heard in the news already, Scott?
So I think I've broken something here that not a lot of people have realised. Now,
brilliant.
What's actually the scandal was about fraud.
Yeah.
That they thought the sub postmasters had committed.
Yes.
But do you, Ben, for instance, know what the prefix sub means? Because it means underneath or lower, as in, you know, subsoil or substandard or even substitute. And let me tell you something, Ben.
Submarine?
If you had... Or submarine, because that's under the marine. So if you had a substitute, substandard person working there who basically lives in subsoil and really isn't good enough to even pilot a submarine, they probably did commit fraud, and therefore all of these cases were actually correctly done in the first place.
Right, I think we have to be careful what we're legally saying on the airwaves, Scott. So, you know, and that
the
does...
postmasters are crooks.
It does sound like you haven't really looked into that very well. You're just talking about things
Mr.
that...
Mr. Bates versus the Post Office should have finished with the Post Office winning.
Yeah, yeah, but you're talking about things that just start with sub. What's your evidence, you know, other than all the things start with sub?
Sub means underneath or lower. Like substandard, and if you have substandard postmasters, then they're probably going to be, you know, baddies.
Yeah, but submarine means under the water. Obviously, it's not a poor standard of aquatic vehicle, is it?
Well, it is, because if you want to look at the sights, you can't in a submarine. You're very lucky to see anything at all, because it's quite dark under the marine.
Under the marine, yeah. But if you want to avoid radar and be low down and not have people know your location, well, then a submarine's excellent.
Why would you want to avoid radar and not want people to know your location? Because you're a crook. Ipso facto. The defence rests.
Scott, you make a compelling case. I don't necessarily agree with it, and I have to point out to our listeners and any legal representatives of anybody listening that that's not the thoughts of anyone on Phoenix FM or associated with it.
Weirdly, Rula Lenska does think it, though. So I had a long talk with her,
Scott,
and she very much agrees with me.
I'm going to have to let you go, Scott. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll be in touch via Zoom, not in person, to talk about what we do next week and going forward. All I'm going to say to end it is, don't do any more reporting on things that are rolling. We'll sort out something that's in
there. I'll roll off that contract then.
Yeah, look, it's a roll. No, it is a rolling. Don't worry, it is a rolling contract. But don't worry, just don't. Don't do any research on things that roll, okay?
But you're the boss.
Yeah, and I'm so glad I am in that position with you, Scott. Thank you.
I love you.
Thanks, Scott. Bye for now. Bye for now, Scott. Yeah, bye. Bye-bye. Scott Fish there.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Delivery. We got the movies, refrigerators. We got to. Yeah, yeah. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Dire Straits and Money for Nothing, because on the 16th of January it is international. No, it's just national. It's not international. National Nothing Day. There we go. Quite a few tracks to get in because the Scott Fish segment did overrun very slightly, and I will be having some stern words with Scott Fish about some of the things he said on this programme. But anyway, that's another matter. Hope you're all enjoying your Tuesday evening. Fabulous stuff. Thank you for sharing it with me here on the Phoenix FM Airwaves 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. I will update you on the hotly contested intense debate on the Twitterverse very shortly, and a couple of features about it being 2024 as well that I'm going to try and squeeze into the rest of this program. Rather exciting. So it is National Nothing Day. We're going to celebrate that with four more tracks. So here is Ronan Keating.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. Say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you fall. You
say it best when you say nothing at all.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And in the interest of playing more music and not speaking too much in between the music, let's have another track that relates to nothing on National Nothing Day on the 16th of January. Here's Starship. Sometimes nothing is not a bad thing.
Just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Coming up to 7 o'clock, almost an hour gone in tonight's show. But that means we've still got an hour left, so don't go anywhere. To celebrate ridiculous holidays with fabulous musical tracks. Find out more about the intense debate and also a couple of features with it being the year 2024. So don't go anywhere. It's always wonderful and always exciting here on the show that goes like this. And you're never quite sure what's coming next. Fabulous. So, yeah, we've already had an eclectic mix of music, not constrained by genre or time, of course. And I have to tell you, with the intense debate raging on the X-verse, Twitter-verse, whatever it is now, who will win the next general election? It was announced a few weeks back that there will be one confirmed in 2024. Conservatives, Labour or another party? Nobody thinks the Conservatives have a chance or even another party. It looks like being a Labour landslide according to this. At the moment we have 100% of votes going with Labour. If you think either of the others have got a chance and you'd like to get involved and cast your vote, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter is the place to go. Go to the profile at the top. You will find the poll. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Then, truly fabulous. So to take us into the second hour, still celebrating National Nothing Day, here's Alicia Dixon.
I got a man with two left feet. And when he dances, not to the beat. I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go. I got a man with two left feet. He wash up, never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. He wash up, never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up.
the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. Great to be back live on these airwaves. 98.0 Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else. And I believe our webcam feed via Mixcloud has had some issues tonight. I hope those issues are now fixed and you can successfully get the video feed into the studio. I've done a thumbs up for anybody watching. There you go. That's exciting for you, isn't it? Right, so before we get any more music, what am I going to do in the second hour of the show? Well, it's 2024. I thought I would embrace things that go on in London for 24 hours. According to the Four Square City Guide website, what are some of the best things you can do in London 24 hours of the day? And apparently, I'm surprised by this, but number one is go to Trafalgar Square. Yes, Trafalgar Square is impressive. It's got the fountains in it. It's got Nelson's Column in it. It's got more than that in it. And it's got a lot of places around and about it. But it's worth pointing out, it is available to go to 24 hours of the day. So Trafalgar Square, quite exciting. There we go. Number two on the list, there are 15 things on this list to do that go on for 24 hours is a restaurant in Upper St Martin's Lane called Dishoom, a lovely Indian restaurant, very friendly. It's worth having a reservation, or you will have to wait at least 30 minutes in the queue, but it is worth waiting. It actually comes under Covent Garden, and they sell bacon naan bread. That's exciting, and open 24 hours of the day, Dishoom in Covent Garden. And next, London St Pancras International Railway Station is open 24 hours of the day. Kind of goes without saying, although I suppose some train stations get closed, don't they? But, yes, someone has commented, waiting for a late night slash early morning train, go to the Costa in the station. It's warm, open 24 hours and has Wi-Fi. Someone else has put, one of the few places in London you can get a coffee with seating and shelter in the middle of the night, as the station and some of its coffee shops are open 24 hours. If you're in the vicinity of St Pancras and you just want to get in out of the cold and treat yourself to a nice warm drink, that is recommended 24 hours of the day. There we go. I'll give you some more tips about things available to do in London. For 24 hours, it's 2024. After this next track, we're still thinking about National Nothing Day. Here's James Morrison.
Stop me from making my way back to you. Stop me. Phoenix FM.
Fantastic. James Morrison and Nothing Ever Hurt Like You. We're carrying on quickly, looking at things you can do in London that are open 24 hours. There is a place in Brick Lane called Bagel Bake. And according to reviewers, some of the cheapest, most delicious food around on Brick Lane and open 24 hours too. If you like your bagels, if you like your salt beef bagels and mustard, then you've got to try Bagel Bake in Brick Lane in London town. Fabulous. Then also, here's a handy tip if you're, again, out in London late or in the early hours of the morning. The Apple Store in Regent Street is open 24 hours, has free Wi-Fi and nice seats too, according to a reviewer. Super friendly staff every time I come in. And yes, there we go. So you can get free Wi-Fi and it is open 24 hours. The Apple Store in Regent Street. I did not know that. I also can't believe this is open 24 hours in Holborn, the Ship Tavern. Yes, serving British food. It's a traditional, if you can say the word traditional, British pub with a cosy interior, according to reviewers. Says they serve huge portions of fish and chips and sticky ribs, which are worth a try. But I would be sure that the kitchen is not open 24 hours. But that pub apparently is open 24 hours. The Ship Tavern in Holborn. There we go. Don't say you don't learn things by listening to the show that goes like this. Now then. Next ridiculous holiday we're moving on to musically is Printing Ink Day, which occurs on the 16th of January. If your printer is low in ink, it's very frustrating, isn't it? Oh, yes. And, you know, it starts printing in dribs and drabs and misses out bits. You just want it to go back to a nice black print, don't you? Back to black. Back to black. Great link.
Same old, same bed.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Amy Winehouse and Back to Black. There's a new biopic about her life coming out with the same name. Going to be shown on the BBC fairly soon, I think, called Back to Black. So maybe worth a look if you're a fan of Amy Winehouse, although it's caused some controversy, apparently. More things you can do in London for 24 hours a day. This is my first live broadcast of 2024, so I've decided to share these things with you. There is a restaurant in Great Newport Street, an Italian, called Sartori, S-A-R-T-O-R-I. And apparently very good pizza. The ingredients are everything, one reviewer has said. Someone else has said you could taste how fresh the ingredients were and everything was flavoured to perfection. A hidden gem, Sartori in Great Newport Street. Also in Bishopsgate, open 24 hours a day, is the Duck and Waffle. One reviewer says, best meal I had in London, fantastic food, great view, and 60s music makes up a very memorable visit, very fun and casual. All the reviewers have said, stunning views of the city and open 24 hours. The avocado on toast recommended as well. The Duck and Waffle in Bishopsgate, 24 hours. There we go. There's a Vietnamese restaurant in Shoreditch called Cai Tre, C-A-Y-T-R-E, Cai Tre. And, yeah, that's open 24 hours as well. Someone has commented, best Vietnamese I've been to in London. Someone else says, small and authentic, true Vietnamese cooking and amazing starters, very friendly. There we go. Also in Blenheim Street is Drunch, which is open 24 hours. Someone's put, cozy place to have coffee and tea. Try their fresh mint tea. It's a must. And someone else has put, best smoothies, best food, best staff. Open 24 hours in Blenheim Street, Drunch. So, see, lots of these places available. Impressive stuff, I'm sure you'll agree. Right, Printing Ink Day was celebrated with Back to Black from Amy Winehouse. Of course, you may not want all your printing in black. You may have a black piece of paper and want your text to be printed in white. How pale do you want it, though?
Phoenix FM.
Annie Lennox and A Whiter Shade of Pale on Printing Ink Day. It's not the last colour you're going to hear about that relates to printing ink. I'm very excited. I know you will be too. Also, if you want to get involved in the intense debate, slightly political this evening, who will win the next general election, the Conservatives, Labour or another party, are your options. It's on at Benson Radio on Twitter /X, and you've got less than 30 minutes to cast your vote. Voting will close in about 28 minutes time. So if you haven't voted yet and you'd like to get involved and do something interactive on the show that goes like this, go for it right now. Okay, more tracks. Can we possibly squeeze in about 6 more tracks before I leave you? And all the info that we need to share as well about 24-hour places in London. Oh yes, more of those coming up. But in the meantime, on Printing Ink Day, for those that don't just print in black and white, you know, you get your 3 colour printers as well, don't you? With your cyans, your magentas, and the other one. What is it? Oh, it's yellow.
Myself trying.
look at the stars, look how they shine for you, and all the things that you do.
Phoenix FM.
Coldplay and Yellow. So, what else can you get up to in London that's open for 24 hours? Well, if you find yourself in the vicinity of Heathrow Airport, you may want to head to the Sofitel. Sofitel London Heathrow has a coffee shop that's open for 24 hours with free Wi-Fi as well. So, if you're getting a flight any point soon and you don't want to hang around in the airport, Sofitel London Heathrow, 24-hour coffee shop with free Wi-Fi. And if you're staying there, it's very luxurious, according to reviewers. Now, Haverstock Hill in Belsize Park houses the Sir Richard Steele. And it's a great pub, also open 24 hours, with reviewers saying live music on Wednesday nights is epic. Phew, doesn't interfere with the show that goes like this on a Tuesday. Somebody else says, good Thai food at a reasonable price, comedy on Saturdays, music and quizzes other nights. Don't go on a Tuesday night, it's not worth it. You'd be much better off listening to the radio. And another reviewer says, cosy, quirky space with board games and books, laid back, chill out. The Sir Richard Steele in Belsize Park. Now, we talked about a bagel place in Brick Lane. If you're in Stoke Newington High Street, the Bagel House is also open 24 hours. Last couple coming after another track from Pink. That's a printing ink colour, isn't it?
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. See, I don't care if they call us crazy.
Part of it all. Share your dreams for the world we're gonna make.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love that version of A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman. That was the remix by Pink, of course. Fantastic stuff. So, what other places are open 24 hours in London? If you're in Crystal Palace, the Alma Pub is in Church Road. And reviewers say great food. It also does a Sunday roast, has craft beers. Nice ambience. And, yes, someone else complimenting the Sunday roasts as well. And then finally, in Waterloo Place, the Imperial Treasure Fine Chinese Cuisine. Someone says, best dim sum in London. Order Peking duck 24 hours in advance in a place that's open 24 hours a day. It's divine. It's a bit pricey, but worth every mouth-watering bite. Okay, well, don't say we don't help you out. Places, 15 things you can do in London. If you're there in the early hours of the morning, they will still be available to do. All of those things are available 24 hours. And of the non-eating places, the Apple Store in Regent Street, open 24 hours. St Pancras International Railway Station has coffee shops that are open 24 hours. And Trafalgar Square, of course, available to go into for 24 hours a day, although possibly not amazingly exciting. But, yeah, there we go. I'm excited to have brought you all those things. Oh, and the Sofitel at London Heathrow as well has a coffee shop with free Wi-Fi open 24 hours a day. Final printing-related track, it's Blue, it's One Love.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
It's kind of funny how life can change. Can flip 180 in a matter of days.
Sometimes love works in mysterious ways. One day you wake up, gone without a trace. I refuse to give up, I refuse to give in.
Stay alive, oh, I will survive. One love for the city streets. One love, one love.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Blue and One Love. I said we were done with Printer Ink related tracks. Maybe we are. Maybe we could fit one more thing in. Not quite sure. Who knows? Oh, I think I'll do it. Let's go crazy. Let's get it in quite quickly. Yes, we started off with Back to Black. We've had a whiter shade of pale. We've then embraced yellow, pink and blue. What are we going to now? Well, it doesn't matter whether you're printing, if it's black or white.
Spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
FM.
Michael Jackson, Black or White. Okay, we are definitely done with songs relating to printing ink now, but don't forget, of course, if you are following the ridiculous holidays from earlier, it is also Cuckoo Dancing Week. Not really thinking about the birds, the cuckoos. It's all a bit bizarre because of this. Yes, it's the Laurel and Hardy theme tune, the Cuckoo Dance. Yeah, so we're celebrating the career of Laurel and Hardy today on the 16th of January. Someone else will be happy about that. It's my dad again. He'll have enjoyed tonight's show. Tracks by Brenda Lee and talking about Laurel and Hardy, his comedy heroes. My dad and uncle worked together as a double act before I started working with my dad. They worked together for some 35 years. And, yeah, their comedy heroes and inspirations were Laurel and Hardy, hence always enjoying a bit of slapstick, a bit of visual humour, as well as wordplay, which is marvellous. So, again, for my dad and the lovely Leg End listeners, here is a Laurel and Hardy track, The Trail of the Lonesome Pine.
On a mountain
in Virginia stands a lonesome pine. Just below is the cabin home of a little girl of mine.
Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. For I know she's waiting there for me neath that lone pine tree. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, oh, June, just like the mountains are blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine,
in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Well, I have to say, when you've been broadcasting on the same station for over 6.5 years, you kind of lose track of what tracks you may have played. I have made the effort over the years to not shy away from older music, slightly ridiculous music, and definitely I can say I've never broadcast anything by Laurel and Hardy before, but all that's changed tonight, new for 2024. Great stuff, The Trail of the Lonesome Pine there. Still want to squeeze in three tracks. I've got to tell you the result of the hotly contested poll. You've got about 3 minutes to squeeze in a last minute vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Who's going to win the next general election, Conservatives, Labour or another party? Those are your three options. If you do get a last minute vote in, that would be fabulous of you. I think we all know what way the vote's going to go, though. In the meantime, because it is Cuckoo Dancing Week, looking at the career of Laurel and Hardy, let's not look at cuckoos, let's look at dance. Here's Chic.
Everybody dance.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Chic and Everybody Dance. And if you were listening before that, I played Laurel and Hardy's Trail of the Lonesome Pine and talked about their theme tune because it's Cuckoo Dancing Week. Just to be clear, and my dad has sent in to me, their theme tune was officially called the Cuckoo Waltz. So yes, don't think of it as the Cuckoo Dance. Apologies if I led you down that path. But yeah, the Cuckoo Waltz was Laurel and Hardy's theme tune, but it is Cuckoo Dancing Week. I don't know why it's not Cuckoo Waltzing Week, but there we go. That occurs all week this week. So if you like your classic comedy, enjoy a bit of Laurel and Hardy. It's the right week to do so. Well, we've got just about 10 minutes left, which does mean the hotly contested poll should be completed. It is indeed, and we have, well, maybe shockingly, someone or a few of you have voted for Conservatives. But who will win the next general election? 76% of the vote saying Labour, 24% of the vote saying Conservatives. Nobody has gone with another party. There isn't really a viable alternative in most people's eyes. Certainly not the voters from the show that goes like this, other than the Tories or Labour. And I suspect after what's gone on in recent years, Labour will probably win the next general election. But it's not for me to say, it's for everybody to vote, right? Fabulous. Okay, we're going to squeeze in another track and then I'm going to sum it all up and then we've got a final track to play us out. But don't go anywhere after me. As ever, Rob Harvey in with Synth City from 8 o'clock. But right now, here's a bit of Fede Legrand and the Creeps.
Midweek, take the ride. Free drinks all tonight. Take some happy face. Break me, cause it keeps coming down on either side. Bleeding in my mind. Waiting for the creeps to kill my last beliefs. So come on, oh, 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 oh.
Phoenix FM.
That was Fede LeGrand and The Creeps. Well, it's been another rip snorter of a show tonight. It's been great to bring it to you. It's been lovely to be back live in the studio on these airwaves 98.0. Of course, if you're in the area, and via the internet on phoenixfm.com. So, yeah, we talked celebrity birthdays today. I can't believe how old Claudia Winkleman is, but she won't thank me for revealing it again. And, yeah, and I didn't know how old James Nesbitt was, but he's 59. Don't worry about that. We've celebrated all the ridiculous holidays that occur today. International Hot and Spicy Food Day. And if you listen to my segment on restaurants that are available 24 hours in London, you'll remember there was a Vietnamese one, there was a Chinese one, there was an Indian one. All kinds of cuisines available 24 hours. So, yeah, it's also been National Nothing Day. I didn't really embrace the nothingness of that because I thought that was a bit too pathetic. It's been Printing Ink Day. And excitingly at work today, we did have some printing ink delivered. I forgot to mention that before. It's also Cuckoo Dancing Week, and it's the Cuckoo Waltz, Laurel and Hardy's theme tune. Don't mistakenly make people think it's called something else. And also, somehow, all throughout January, it's National Stalking Awareness Month. I don't know why that needs to be a thing and why that needs to exist. We've had an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse tonight as well, revealing that Labour are pretty likely to win the next general election. From those of you that have voted, it's been a 76-24% victory over the Tories. So, yeah, we looked at 24-hour places in London, Trafalgar Square, Apple Store in Regent Street, and St Pancras Station, receiving the most recommendations from online reviewers. There we go. Well, we've had some great music tonight, the likes of Donna Summer, Brenda Lee, Ronan Keating, Starship, James Morrison, Amy Winehouse, Coldplay, to name but a few. And to play us out, I don't want to be glib about it, obviously stalking can be serious, but I'm going to play us out with a track from Tiffany. Don't forget, Rob is up next. I'll be back again next week. See you all very soon.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're heart.